Hi.
Welcome back to Too Niche. I'm Elizabeth.
I'm Lara, and this is the podcast where we haul.
We pick a topic, we tap into what we want to deep dive on, and we haul it. And this week was a listener request. Honestly, this wasn't the planned topic.
It certainly wasn't, but people need to know what we think, and who are we to deny the fans? So today, we are hauling the looks of BravoCon 2023.
Oof.
I'll tell you what, I have no kind things to say, really, so this is going to be rough. I needed to take some anger and aggression out, and the Bravo people are the perfect people to do it on.
I have to tap into that energy. I just spent a weekend with my entire extended family, so I feel like warm and cozy, and So now I have to fully switch gears.
Well, it's good to have a foil. It's good to have like good cop, bad cop. So I'm happy to step into role of a nasty cop. The rumors and the nastiness about one policeman, and that's me.
You can leave.
You can leave. The rumors and the nastiness, by the way, has been one of the greatest things to happen in Q4. Like, I think about it often, and then it really has gone down in history as one of the greatest sentences.
All I'm thinking about is, Dorit, I'm a showman.
That's I'm all. A showman.
That's
yeah.
All I think about. So
I think about that, I flip flop. It's either rumors and nastiness or just I'm a showman. And that is really my guiding light of the end of this year
Joy.
Into the beginning of next
yeah,
year.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I have a bit of a head cold, so I'm in a place of showman a lot right now. Or Britney Spears in court. A little bit of Britney Spears in court. I don't know.
I thought you meant just not even like the tone of her voice, but just like the rambling nature of reading like a
maybe
just a one run-on sentence for 20 minutes.
It might be that, but I'm just a little bit of Britney Spears in court energy right now with my
okay you did channel
nose.
I like that.
Thank
yeah.
you.
You should
okay.
do some voiceover work. Okay,
thank you. Okay, so first things first, when it comes to BravoCon, I was invited to go to BravoCon. I could not go because I had this family event that was delightful in Colorado. And I said, Joey should go. So Joey went.
With John Hill, right?
Yeah.
What a power couple.
So Joey and John take it to Vegas and they go to BravoCon. John Hill had his one-man show. They're riding off the coattails of the Bravo fandom.
Smart.
He posted up in Vegas and did his one-man show, Wellness Check, which is wonderful. If anyone ever gets the chance to see it, it is so funny and delightful. So Joey and he went, and then they, after the show, went to go to the Bravos. But John Hill had a bag with
Are
him.
The Bravos like the Bravo Awards, like yeah. where Vicky won a yeah. huge award? Okay, great.
And John Hill had a bag with him, so he couldn't get in. So Joey went to the Bravos by himself, sat behind Captain Lee and Patricia Altschul. So he was like front and center at the Bravos, solo, does not care
Joey.
About anything. And so I asked for a quote. I said, Joey, what if you could give me like, you know, your take on BravoCon 2023. He said it was an immersive experience of insanity. Everyone was on one. And everybody, he said, not just the Bravo celebrities were trying to like see and be seen, but like every single attendee was having like major look at me energy.
Wow. The
yeah.
main character syndrome.
Yeah, it was a lot.
I was thinking that would be the case because I feel like it's the one place like people A have so much to say and create these parasocial relationships with Bravo celebrities. But then when you put everyone in the same room, I think people feel really emboldened and like this is their chance to like step up and like start drama. And it's like, no, honey, you're from Ohio. Like it's not going to work.
Very that.
But I'm glad that they get their chance. Like people in Ohio and Indiana deserve a moment.
Did you watch the Bravos?
I certainly did not.
Okay, well, I watched them. And I got some great like boots on the ground feedback from Joey ahead of time. But one of the things he said to me, he was like, Shep was, do Southern Charm? I don't know.
I did at the beginning and then I dropped off.
It's really good this season.
I know. I need to get back into it. It's like on a long list of things that I need to get back into.
I was randomly out to dinner with a bunch of like TV producers, and one of them was the producer from Southern Charm, and she said if Scandoval hadn't happened, then Southern Charm would have like taken the cake this year in terms of like drama. And I will say it's been pretty good.
They eclipsed Southern Charm.
Yeah.
And Southern Charm kind of needed that. They do have good drama, but
I'm enjoying. I would say get back on.
Okay.
So he was like, Shep was on stage with the Grand Dame and was hammered. Just par for the course, but I just can confirm. And I did watch them and it did look that way.
Question.
Yeah.
Were the Bravos, I saw a clip of like Teddy Mellencamp and Vicky squaring off on a stage of sorts. And Vicky obviously put that bitch right in her place, but was that at the Bravos or that was a whole separate event?
Different one. I think that was Dynamic Duos. And yes, I sat down with my Peacock app yesterday and watched all the BravoCon content. So in prep.
Great. So you're in. Yeah. Okay. Great.
I just had to do it for everybody here. And then he left before Vicky won her Lifetime Achievement Award. But I have to say, as a viewer, I was moved.
She deserves it.
She deserves it.
I can't think of anyone more deserving.
She basically created the form. And then can you imagine giving your blood, sweat, and identity to something, and then all of a sudden they're like, actually, you're not going to make the cut this year. And then Tamra gets asked back and she doesn't. And I just like feel like she deserves her flowers, and I was really happy to see it.
Wait, yeah, what the fuck? Is Vicky coming back? I forgot about that.
No, Vicky had like an appearance sort of as like a advanced friend of this past season behind of OC.
I haven't finished this season.
But she just made like popped in and popped out for the most part.
But like, get her back. I need her to have her own show. Kodo rules. I'm in. Like, I Kodo will watch insurance. Anything. She makes me so happy, like fills me with joy. It makes everything she does makes me laugh. Like she's at kind of like Luann level where like anything Luann says like kills me. I cry. And I crave Vicky.
You have to watch this ceremony then, because she really, I mean, everybody was chanting Vicky, Vicky. I had tears in my eyes. I was like, oh. Because here's the thing, also just like blanket statement around BravoCon in general, like everybody bleeds out from being on Bravo because the internet is so cruel.
Yeah.
And then to have, and I'm sure when people are face to face with people, you know, as they're going about their life, like Bravo celebrities, people are kind to them. But to have this multi-day celebration of how much joy this network brings to all of us, I really, I loved it. I was like, give me more. It's Britney,
okay,
bitch.
Cool. Maybe I was watching the wrong clips. I was watching things that were taking place in front of escalators and feeling really haunted about that.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that was a thing. But anyway, we'll get into all of it. So we have multi pieces of source material to get into the looks today. Page Six, Instagram, one of my favorite accounts of identifying designers at Check the Tag, so check them out, and then Reddit. And then I have to say, as I was looking on Reddit for some outfit roundups, I came across this Bronwyn of OC's ex-husband.
mm-hmm.
is apparently dating Audrina Patridge from The Hills.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I can't even picture what he looks like.
Sean
what
Burke.
What does he do?
I don't recall, but I was always a Bronwyn fan. I liked that whole storyline.
Very interesting.
The picture, you can't really tell if it's her or not, but the internet doesn't lie.
The internet's ablaze. I wish I could bring myself to care about them, but I simply don't have the bandwidth. I cannot take them on, but love and light to everyone who
oddly
can.
Cared. I gasped a little. I was like, finally, a Hills.
You're invested, and I love this for you.
I like to see it.
I like to see you have passion for something, and in the end, love wins, is what we're learning.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay. So that was just a quick, really crucial side note before we get started. Okay. Let's get into the Hall of the Fashions. A fashion show with no fashions? How dreadful.
This is kind of BravoCon. Is a fashion show with no fashions or very minimal fashions. It shows us, I think it's good to see people wearing really hideous outfits because it reminds you that like none of these people should be put on pedestals. And it also reminds you that potentially you have horrible taste yourself, which it's good to be humbled. And that's what seeing many outfits did for me.
That's what BravoCon did. Humbled. Mm-hmm.
It's humbling for all involved.
Yeah.
Except for Vicky.
Right.
First up, Karen Huger wearing Balmain. I honestly give this look an A+. I think
for
she's
her,
killing it.
It's
yeah.
great.
It's great. The hair, the geometric kind of wrap dress, and I love those boots.
Yeah. I
a
think
white boot.
It's an yeah. A for me.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Okay. Next, we have Meredith Marks, who's wearing a Sergio Hudson monochromatic denim suit with a bustier top. I think it's classic Meredith Marks. You can't get any more Meredith Marks than this.
I'm really sick of this silhouette on her. And I would beg her to please wear something other than a suit. Like, she does look great in them, but I need something else. And it's giving Brittany and Justin at the VMAs. And I can't do it.
I
have to give it a C.
You're saying you can leave.
You can leave.
To this suit. I like it for her. I think when you find a silhouette that works, go all the way with it.
Okay. I give it a C for I'd like her to see other options out there and explore them.
Okay. I'm going to give it an A. Kenya Moore, Dolce & Gabbana, Spring Summer 23, ready to wear. It is like a sheer beige Dolce & Gabbana looking number. I don't know. It has like lingerie inspired look. I think, you know, great. I love it on her.
I love it, but I'm confused about this tag that says 1995.
That's because it's archival from 1995.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, I also saw this one part of a panel on Bravo. I think it was with all the Atlanta ladies. Everybody, the whole crowd just started chanting, Kenya Moore hair care, Kenya Moore hair care. And I was like, this is amazing. It was great.
I love it. I'll give it a B. I don't understand. I don't like the extra tag. And I would have liked the entire look with a see-through trench.
I was going to say, I would like to have seen it's styled with a trench on the runway, and I would have loved that. I think it would have been been more pal if she kept the trench look. But Dolce & Gabbana looks great on Kenya. A+ on that. Ooh, okay. We're getting into no pants territory.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Ciara Miller from Summer House in Jacquemus top with no pants, no problem. Look, I actually think she looks great in this one, but she also is like, looks like a supermodel. So it's kind of hard to go wrong.
Yeah. I don't think she's ever going to look bad in clothes. This is a lot for me. And this is like a poodle. It's like a poodle Dalmatian mix with like a peplum and a no pants, I have to give this a D for do not resuscitate this look.
Yeah, I would have loved this look better with like a cool pair of jeans and heels, personally.
Yeah, I would have loved a pant. I would have really loved a pant.
Yeah.
A jean, just put some fucking pants on. That's all I ask.
Do you think all of the like Summer House girlies got together and were like, you know what? No pants this year.
It's really interesting because this is not the place to not wear a pant. And I don't know why people decided that it was. Was it just like the Vegas energy overtook everyone and they were like, no pants?
Yeah, it's like, it's too Velma Kelly. It's too Roxy Hart.
Yeah, I it's truly incredibly can't. Velma Kelly. It's like, I can't, don't do that. I just don't, I don't know. Yeah, I think the only place that you can really do a no pants look is on the stage in a performance of Chicago.
Doing Fosse choreography. That's when it's the only time and place. But yeah, we'll get to
I would have liked, well, the angle of this, I would have liked it to be more just like peekaboo, just the sternum. Mm-hmm. I don't think you need like a side boob peekaboo. Cheapens the look.
I agree. I'm with you. So then we have Paige DeSorbo, and she has this red Valentino, like rosette type skirt. Valentino Fall Winter 23. So apparently, she needed three different red and white looks because she did the State Farm sponsored morning show.
No. 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 And why did you say that to me? Why did you say that?
It's just the truth.
Oh, I have the worst chills. I have the worst. I'm actually like sick right now.
In part.
Don't. I'm going to cry. I can't take it.
I'm so sorry. I had to say it.
Oh my God. This is what it's come to.
Yeah. This is what it's come to.
This is truly late stage capitalist hellscape. Is three red and white looks because you're doing a State Farm sponsored red carpet.
Yeah, no shit. Those fucking housewives aren't going to get there themselves. They each got paid $5,000 to be there. State Farm and Lay's had to foot the bill.
Yeah. State Farm put in work. Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
I know.
Because this is true State Farm energy in every sense of the word.
Yeah. Jake from State Farm. I don't, I'm sorry. I don't like this. It looks.
No apologies necessary. This is the cheapest looking. This is like Fashion Nova vibes to me. Yeah. When you take something that is off the runway and then you wear it and it looks inexpensive and bad, you've done everyone a disservice, most of all yourself. And secondly, State Farm. And I don't like a midriff showing. I wish she had done the actual runway look.
The runway
look would have been really cool.
Great. Which is like a roomier blazer, blue shirt. She needed the white for State Farm.
She was not allowed to make any other color choice except for a State Farm. She could have done a bra under the blazer and a boot.
Yeah, I would have definitely done a boot. You can't see it here, but she has like a sheer sock on with like a really tall platform. And I would have, first of all, you're in Vegas Convention Center energy, comfy shoes.
Yeah, the boot would have looked great. I can't, the midriff with a tie, a long tie, is where I got lost. And that now is like, she is at State Farm. She works there now. She's in the cubicle.
The lighting is fluorescent, and I'm so sorry to this man. Yeah, no, it's not good. Okay.
It's really bad.
Scrolling up.
Oh, Paige has done it again.
This time it's Miu Miu, Fall Winter 23, these pink sparkle briefs. I truly hate this.
I also am in absolute shock. I'm going to need you to call 911 and have someone come over to resuscitate me, because the fact that this is Miu Miu and she again made it look like Forever 21 with the styling is like, this deserves a citizen's arrest. From also, I'm fire your fucking stylist for buying you these hose that literally you can see the control top of the hose starting. Why are you wearing hose in the first place? No. But in the second place, you have a control top starting at the upper thigh near the vagina that would, I guess, go up in the waist. They're not color matched. I wish she had done, again, the runway look.
The briefs are my favorite part of the look.
Yeah. Shirt is Miu Miu too.
And a Miu Miu barrette situation. That says, in case you weren't able to identify the look.
I'm just flabbergasted. Is Miu Miu celebrating? Or are they like... tell this bitch never to wear our clothes ever again. Thank you so much, Miuccia Prada.
Probably the latter. It's not...
shaken. This looks really bad.
It's giving Prime Day.
It's very Prime Day. It's really bad. It's a F. State Farm. And this was the one that wasn't even State Farm sponsored. Yeah,
there's no excuse, really. I'm upset. It does. Same. It's just not working. The buttoned all the way up. I think the way it's styled on the runway on Amelia Hamlin, might I mention, mm-hmm. is a black turtleneck.
That looks very
way
kind
more
of like
effortless and
yeah. And I love the nude. I'm really peep toes freak me out, but on a nude peep toe, it like elongates the leg. She just looks short and like she's really trying to do something and it's not working and I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
Then we have
Ciara Miller again in kind of a Miu Miu fall winter 22 ready to wear redux. It's like kind of like a tennis look. I'm fine with this.
It's like just missing the mark for me though. This feels really casual.
I hate the shoes with it though.
I hate the shoe. It's just like pick one thing and then maybe do a jean or a pant or like you don't need to do both things.
She's wearing white pumps with it with sort of a tennis look and that are Prada, I believe. And it's just and the hair, it just isn't, it's clashing and it's upsetting.
It's not coming together. It looks costumey. That's the problem.
That's a lot of the Bravo Loves went costume.
It shouldn't go costumey. We need a clash. You know what? She could have done, if she had done this with the Miu Miu like motorcycle boots that are out right now that are have like an egregious amount of buckles on them and are like really clunky, like something to like clash with the preppiness would have really, wrong shoe theory. Someone needs to tell these girls. Tell them.
I know.
Lovingly. I know. Share information with them. Because they have disposable income. So, like, that's a good thing?
They invested in looks. These aren't cheap. Now we have Gabby Prescott, who's also from Summer House in Saint Laurent. It's a pink dress, like a pink knit dress with a teal feather detail at the bottom and then the feather shoe. That's first of all, I love this dress. She needs to get it tailored a little bit.
Yeah.
But then the feather shoe that matches the feather detail in the dress is a no for me.
I'm not so mad at that because it feels kind of like throwback, like old Las Vegas in a way. I think you're right about the tailoring, but I am not as angry at this look as I am about the previous two.
Okay. Then we have Sam Fair, who's in David Coma Fall Winter 23. I think David Coma is like one of the best brands to wear if you're doing a red carpet. He like kind of always nails it.
This looks great. I wish the shoes were different.
Me too.
I wish she had just done the boots, the runway look with the boots.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's it's solid.
So flattering. She looks incredible. Great color on her.
Another housewife from Dubai wear the exact same look.
Ooh, that's embarrassing.
Now I want to go to Lisa Barlow in Prada. This is what I would wear.
Yeah, she looks like you.
This is exactly what I would wear if I was had to be on my feet all day long in a convention center with fluorescent lighting. You're wearing black jeans, a chunky motorcycle boot, a great Prada denim jacket, black denim jacket, and you're good to go. Hair, makeup, dialed, done.
Yeah, she looks great. She's casual. She's not, it's not trying too hard. It's not giving, this is my first time at the rodeo, kind of like the Southern or the summer house girlies.
Yeah.
Got a little bit too excited.
There's no you State Farm involved. You have to keep a layer
of like cool. Yeah, no State Farm here.
I love this one, A. This is one of my favorites, just because it seems comfortable. And then we have Kelly Ben Simone in a blue Alaya dress from like 2009 that looks very Kelly.
It's very Kelly. She's kind of very singular and you can't, you just have to take her in and be like, okay.
I'm happy she's there.
Me too. I'm happy that if she's happy, I'm happy. Yeah, she just looks like she's going to sell you some real estate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I need to shout out the Think 1994 people because they are doing a very funny series on TikTok right now where they go to all the places that Kelly Ben Simone recommends on her Instagram. It is
that
delightful.
Is genius.
Yeah,
it's that's so very good. Genius.
It's quite funny. You guys have to check it out. They're the best over there. And also, great holiday gift is their Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen ashtrays and / Single and Fabulous ashtrays. Carrie Bradshaw ashtray.
Great merch.
Beyond. Lala Kent in the brand four.
Unclear. Don't love it. Hate it. I'm Anthony with this one. Hate it.
I'm neither here nor there. It's sort of like it's sort of like she's going to a different event than everybody
I don't know
else.
Where she thinks she's going, but it's kind of witchy, which I like when you get down into like an interesting shoe territory.
Yeah.
But it's also like, where do you think you are right now?
Okay, so then Whitney Rose in Giuseppe Di Morabito. See here, okay, this picture, it's not that flattering because the bustier looks tucked in. She's wearing like a denim bustier with a floral rosette, Carrie Bradshaw style, and like a rhinestone denim. I'm not going to lie, I like this. It's giving look at me, but like razzle dazzle them, but in jeans. And I think it's appropriate for the event.
I think the angle of this photo is really unforgiving because that with like the pose is just not creating the silhouette that I yearn to see with this. I really wish the corset wasn't tucked in.
But it could have not been tucked in and it might have just been that
it
way.
It just went in.
I just think I saw like video of it in motion.
Yeah, I think in motion.
And I thought
to
myself, that's a fun outfit for this.
Yeah.
Would I wear it? Absolutely not. But I think taking into account like the Vegas of it all and the convention of it all and the look at me please of it all, it checks those boxes. Whitney Rose.
Whitney, the wild rose. She did come out to the, I can't do it. I need to see it in motion or I need it moving. This pose is not.
I'm giving Whitney an A.
You're generous.
I know.
You're kind.
I know. Today.
Mm-hmm.
Gisele Bryant in Delphi. I mean, yeah. Sure. Yeah. She notoriously does not dress well. And I think this is actually one of the better outfits I've seen her in.
Yeah. I'm not mad at it. It's very like middle of the road.
It's like
neither
a brown pleated leather one shoulder calf length dress.
I almost think that the dress is too tight on her. Like it needed to just be a little bit looser. Because you're not getting a lot of like the pleat details and it's more like structured, I think. And so that'd be my only note. But
yeah. Okay, now we're getting to my A plus.
Finally, a fashionista.
Finally, someone who's very chic. Mm-hmm. Dorit Kemsley in Max Mara Fall Winter 23, ready to wear. It's a gray strapless belted bustier with a wide pant, black gloves, bow in her hair. I love this look. Dorit, she did it.
She
came to play.
Okay. It's a really good look, and I do think that she was the chicest one, but I'm also like, where are you going? Because Bravo, this does not say BravoCon to me.
It says Dorit at BravoCon to me.
Yeah, it's giving like ladies who lunch.
Yeah, I just love it. She's the only housewife I follow. I don't know how that happened, but...
Because she's chic.
Because she's very chic. And I love her hair color. I like the darker color. It's all working for me in a way that it hasn't before for me with her. Like, she pulled out the best looks.
Yeah, I mean, she looks extremely polished and like gorgeous and kind of on her own planet. But I'm also like, there's something about it that I'm like, this was not like, I guess I want to see her at an Oscars luncheon and not at BravoCon.
Fair. I strive to be pulled together and on my own planet. Like, that feels like a great place to be. I know, that
is like very aspirational. Yeah. Yeah.
Angie K. The thing I love about anyone who has a difficult to pronounce last name, we just get the first letter. In the Housewives universe, they're like, Angie K.
Call her Angie K. She's wearing Versace. To me, this is making her look shorter. This with those heels.
Yeah.
It also feels like...
As a short, sometimes there's nothing you can do and you just have to be short.
Mm-hmm. I'm not so mad at this, but I'm not excited about it.
I'm not excited about it, but I think, her hair always looks exceptional.
Yeah.
Get you a man who can get you a blowout.
Mm-hmm. If to marry a man who gives you a blowout, it's like you're set for life.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So A plus for
that.
This.
Yeah, this is
it's fine.
This is fine. Yeah.
I think it's great. I think if I was like lurking on Farfetch and this dress came up, I'd be like, yeah, I would wear that to BravoCon. You know what I mean? I can like see the thinking behind it.
It makes sense and it works.
I'm going to give her an A just because why not?
Yeah, I'll give her an A.
She's clocking in this season. I'm here for it. Marisol Patton in a Valentino two-piece number that sort of looks like she's going to lunch at the country club, but I like it.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of this. I don't respond positively to this type of lunching at the country club. I'm more of like a Dorit lunching at the country club. Yeah. So this to me is very like too casual daytime.
It's a red.
I maybe wish that didn't have. I wish that it was actually just buttoned up with no white t-shirt underneath. I think the white t-shirt is what's killing me.
Okay. Again, this is the Dubai housewife who I don't think has been on yet because I don't recognize her. Talene Marie. She's wearing that same red David Koma look.
Sam wore it better. This does
looks she did.
Like it's not fitting her correctly. The tie is kind of weird.
It is a great dress for this occasion, though.
Yeah, it's the perfect dress.
I give this, I don't know her, best of luck to her. I give her it's an C. Then we have Cy Da Silva and Christopher John Rogers.
Oh my God, Cy is like, she's not even on the red carpet. She's giving influencer pose. Wow, I didn't even realize that she was at BravoCon.
Oh yeah.
She's incorporating like props.
Yeah.
I like this. This
I like
feels,
it too.
This, yeah, I like this.
It's different. So it's like a bustier with like a Victorian skirt situation that hits the ankle. It's not your common BravoCon silhouette, which is why I like it the most.
Me too. It's just kind of different. It feels very like personal. It doesn't feel like, because she just styles herself, correct? Yeah. And I like that. It looks like, oh, this is a woman who chose something that she really liked and feels good wearing it, as opposed to like someone chose this for
this
you.
This is
and
a woman
so I like it.
Who has brand relationships, is what it says to me.
Hmm. I like this. I'm not mad at it.
Same. I actually am going to give it an A.
I'm going to give it an A as well.
Now we have Jessel Tank. Givenchy. I don't think this fits her. It's a white. It looks like a bridal after party dress.
It does. I'm not mad at it. I do wish it was more tailored.
Yeah.
It's like giving it just, droopy at the top.
It doesn't fit her well, but I like her. What are your thoughts on the New York now that we've finished?
I fell off, so I'm not totally caught up. I caught a little bit of the reunion where Uba was just coming in so hot, like producing the reunion, which I was like, okay, at least someone's getting off their ass. I'm intrigued to see where it goes. I'll finish it eventually, but I don't feel like a pressure or an excitement to like always watch and know what's next.
Yeah, I thought they cast it really well. Like, I think each woman is interesting and I want to know more. I was very bored when they were all together, though. I found it more intriguing when they were like off doing their own thing. It felt they were trying too hard to like make story happen when they were all together, and it just felt sort of like mean, and I didn't love it. But I think Brynn is a star. I really like her.
Yeah, I think she's good for the brand, and then she also understands, like, she's a showman. That's what it is.
Yeah.
She's a showman.
She's authentic. She comes across as authentic to me in a way that I liked. Like, it just, I don't know, it was just working. And I also thought, we haven't gotten to her looks yet, but I thought her BravoCon looks were A+.
Mm-hmm. Jessel, yeah, I want it to be better, but I like it, but it's just really saggy at the top.
Yeah, it's a good concept for BravoCon, but it's not working.
It's not it.
No, yeah. Unfortunately. Garcelle in Aknavas, I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong. It's like this yellow black tie-dye maxi number. She looks awesome. I think this is probably like the best I've seen her look, in my opinion.
I'm not loving this. I wish she had done a thigh-high boot.
I wish a lot of these women had lost the heel and done a boot.
Mm-hmm. I think I just need a little bit of contrast.
Yeah.
Like, I love that silver boot. I think it would be too clunky, but I think like something like a Balenciaga, like the sock boot or something.
Mm-hmm. Would have been nice.
Or even like a vinyl. Yeah. It's and fine, then, but I feel like I've seen this a lot before.
Yeah. But I just like her, that the color contrast on her is nice. Like, it's just working for me.
Mm-hmm.
It looks nice
the hair.
She tends on the show to like do too much, like over accessorize, and it bugs me. She's such a gorgeous woman. I just want to like her to tone it down, and this feels like a good toned down experience for me. Then we have Uba Hassan in a blue Simkai silk dress and an orange Mash and Mash shoe. I like it. It's fine. I mean, she's a supermodel-esque figure, so
she's always gonna look good. It just feels very Revolve to me.
Yes.
And I'm so sick of those shoes. Like, I never want to see a mock and mock or Mosh and Mosh shoe ever again.
There's a lot of, it was like State Farm Lays and Mock and Mock over at BravoCon.
Like,
I don't know how to say it. Mosh and Mosh, Mock and Mock, who knows?
Mock and Mock, I don't know. And all I know is that I just really don't want to see them. I'm done with that shoe.
I have the Steve Madden dupe that I wore to a wedding 2 years ago. I felt good about it.
Yeah, that's great. What I do like is that they make larger shoe sizes, but what I don't like is the actual shoe itself, so it's tough.
I want to bring our attention to a Page Six article that came out yesterday titled Ariana Madix, Paige DeSorbo, and More Stars Skip Pants at BravoCon 2023. We just need to bring it back to the no pants journey for a second.
Let's bring it back. Okay. Paige, we've already discussed. Yeah. I'm traumatized, and every time I see it, it hurts. Ariana, I like this look.
Me too. So she had a Jenna Lyons white buttoned, unbuttoned all the way down top with a like a hot pant, a black tight, and then a over the knee pleather flat boot because of her Dancing with the Stars. She couldn't do heels. So it was sort of like giving pants, but not, and then a long blazer over it. This, I thought, was the way to go if you're going to do. It just needs that juxtaposition of coverage and non-coverage in order for it to really work, in my eyes.
Yeah, and it's a little bit like I want one thing to be tone. It's like the boot and the belt and the bow.
I would lose the belt.
Yeah, I think I would lose the belt too. Or do a different shoe. It's like there's just one thing that went just too far, but I like it. I'd give it a B.
I give it a B too. And then we have Erin Lischy from the new season, New York 2.0.
I like this, but again, I'm like, it feels too intimate.
It's a pleather high waist booty. What are we calling these?
Bloomers? Bloomers? I think she looks great, I'm confused.
I just think with like a long blazer over it, it would just look so much more pulled together. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I don't know.
Or if she had like a belt, like a statement belt or something, or if the hair was like more.
I would do hair down. So then she has like a blue, like J. Crew, like button down tucked in.
Mm-hmm.
And I always like a bit of like mask and feminine juxtaposition, but this is just like, it's Fosse. I don't know. Fosse rehearsal.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it.
It's not my fave. Okay. But then. Sweet Malia White from Below Deck. Poor girl.
Where?
Scroll down.
Oh. Whoa. This is like a gymnast.
Shania Twain.
Yeah, it's Shania. It's so bad.
But also, this woman is a deck
she's captain. A deckhand or she's a captain. I don't know her.
She's a captain. Okay. She's great. I have the most respect for her. I don't expect her to turn
this
it out.
This is shocking.
But it's
this
bad.
This is shocking.
It's and that smile on her face says,
this is the smile on her face was like, I did this and now I'm here, but I don't even feel that good about it.
She's in
but
a
I
leotard.
I have to take this picture. She's in a full leotard with like a shiny, sparkly duster kind of cape coat.
Grandma's duster.
It's really
not good.
Bad.
It's not
I'm
good.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's upsetting and I'm sorry. And actually, let me just go to her Instagram page and see what we're dealing with in terms of the other looks, because those are tough as well. And I like her. I need to emphasize that. Okay, yeah, you need to. Oh, poor girl. Hold on, I'm sharing this with you. The Below Deck crew in general, it's a sad journey.
Oh my God. Who are these people? Who's Riley?
Below Deck.
Yeah.
Riley said, I'm going to do the Kim Kardashian one-piece gloves thing, but I'm going to find it in an actual figure skating shop.
I'm freaked out by them and their choices, and there's no further comment.
It's tough.
It's really tough. But I don't think of them as like celebs. I guess that's also because I don't watch Below Deck and I need to, but
I
have no expectation for them. Like they look pretty as expected.
The thing about Below Deck, I don't know if you've ever looked at their ratings that they get like double the numbers the Housewives get.
Yeah, it's like so popular.
It's because it really like any, it's just so watchable. Like anybody, like it's very like old folks home on in the background kind of show.
Yeah. I would be, I think, a little more disturbed if suddenly people that were like cruise ship captains showed up at BravoCon in like Dior head to toe. I'd be like, wait, what? Like, so they look like people who like vacation for a lifestyle or like aid other people's vacations.
Right.
They look exactly dressed how you would expect a person in their line of work to dress.
It's on par, but it's tough.
Not
that
great.
It is in like on a public platform and we all have to see it. And I feel bad for us. I feel sorry for them. I just hope that they liked the looks. I don't know. But that one was tough. We had a listener slide in our DMs asking specifically for our opinion on Malia's look. And there it is. I think my favorite, other than all of Dorit's looks and then Bryn Whitfield in her Giacomo polka dot look. I was actually looking at that exact dress to wear for my wedding in white, not with the polka dot.
I have an issue with Giacomo. Like, I have a personal issue with them. So I'm never going to give them the win of being excited.
Okay.
But that is cute. They need what they need. They need, I think, right now. I think that brand is in crisis, honestly. Like, I don't think that they are. I think that they peaked and now we're seeing them. I'm probably hoping and praying that Bravo celebrities will wear their clothes because no one else seems to be. And like, they better do something and do it quick because it's giving peaked in high school, babe.
Hilarious. Okay, we have time for a few more quickly. Corey from
this is an instant
summer house slash winter
citizens
house.
Arrest. This is 5150. Why, as a man, are you dressing like LMFAO?
We've got a cropped blazer jacket in a actually the pink of your new bedroom a little bit.
It is. I feel insulted personally by his outfit.
And a hurt. Platform Prada dupe boot. His
it's giving a lot.
Pearls.
It's giving like dupe, like a Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
But duping that.
And then
also feels incredibly Vegas to me.
Yeah. And then we have a lot of below deck people. We already covered that. I can't continue.
Yeah, I can't. I'm hurt by them.
What's this one's name from New Jersey? She was new this year. Danielle?
Danielle. This is...
She said, oh, honestly, it's at Vegas?
She said it's at Vegas. Oh, it's a like a convention. And then she did this. And I can't fault her for it. But my God.
It sparkles. Head to toe. Bustier. Sparkle leggings. Pink and silver sparkles. Important to add. And gloves.
I would have done a platform. If you're gonna go there, go all the way.
That's what I would have done. That's what I would have done differently. A platform. Yeah, okay. Best of luck to you. We have Kyle Cook.
I'm sick of his ass. I don't like it.
Then we have Janessa Golnessa from Shaw's. Oh, Joey rode in a cab with MJ from Shaw's. Said she was really nice.
MJ is really nice. I've met her once and like I found her to be absolutely delightful.
Huge. So that's a big deal for me. All of it. Golnessa, I don't know.
Gigi, I don't. It's very Gigi.
Yeah. I liked this look that Bryn did with the denim. And I thought that this was, it was like a denim skirt with an extreme slit. Button down, bra showing, and then her Louboutins got caught in
the escalator.
The escalator. Oh, Kelly Benzema.
Yeah, this is a cute look. She looks good in it.
I like it. I said, Bryn is my best dressed, and then we didn't get to Candace Dillard, but Candace and Dorit are my three. How about you?
I think Dorit, who's this in the like oversized kind of brown suit?
Let me see.
I'm in the second like Bravo or Reddit link. Oh. The one with Dorit.
I don't know who that is, but that's
I cool. like her look. Yeah.
That oh, seems- I also thought Carolyn Stanberry wore this like monochrome brown look that I really also would have worn had I been Bravo-lebrating.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I would have done. I'm just utterly confused by the state of things. I think Lisa Barlow, I always love to see what she wears. And I think Dorit looked really good. And Sam, I think, looked incredible in that David Koma red dress.
Yeah.
Like, her just everything looked like banging.
I love that.
And yeah, I hope that Paige and Sierra do better.
Take some time to like sit out, think some
things
through.
I need Paige to take a lot of time to think about the hose.
Yeah. I actually think when it comes to summer house fashion girlies, I think Amanda's the best dressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like more casual, relaxed.
And it looks like there's an ease about it that's yeah. like, oh, she knows what looks good on her and she knows what she likes to wear. So it's like one of those girls that you're like, God, she just like looks good and everything she chooses looks good. Whereas Paige to me always looks like she's putting on an outfit and like yeah. wearing an outfit and it doesn't have any sort of ease to it.
Oh, we didn't talk about Katie Maloney. I need your thoughts, feelings.
She never manages to impress, and I'm kind of glad that I now can depend on her always to just serve an absolutely confounding look from head to toe. And I said this on the Sup bonus episode, but it was one of those things where like I did a scan and I was like praying that at one part of the outfit would be a serve, and it was just truly from head to toe one of the worst outfits of all time.
But her haircut's
good, but it also is like a little too short. I think she's like, I think it needs just like one more inch longer okay. to be truly like floppy. But as a fellow thick haired girly, like I would love nothing more than to be able to rock like a Natalie Imbruglia haircut. But when you have really, really thick hair,
yeah,
it's impossible to do.
I heard you saying on Sup about how you regret your haircut.
Yeah, it's a big source of...
That saddens me because I think it looks so good.
Thanks. I just realized like I'm a long-haired girly at heart mm-hmm. and like it was good to try something. But at the end of the day, I just want long hair.
I'm planning on getting a haircut the day this episode comes out.
Ooh, are you doing like a dramatic cut? Are you losing inches?
I want to. I'm ready for a major change, but I don't know if I have the balls.
Well, I trust Jesse.
Yeah.
Like he's brought me back to a place of I do actually like the bob again. Like, but I think it was also like the bob started in a place that I really liked, but then the person that I was seeing did a series of like questionable haircuts, and it was just like as the haircuts went yeah. on, they got worse and worse and worse, and then it was like butchered senator hair for a long time, and then I was like, I'm hideous. So now I'm just getting back to like, oh, this is what it's like to like enjoy or feel like neutral about your yeah. haircut.
Shout out to Jesse Alexander, my hairstylist at Andy LeCompte, who I sent Laura to when she was going in the depths of
Bob
sadness.
Despair.
Yeah.
And he really gets me and he understands the assignment, and he's like a delight to talk to yeah. and a genius with the shears.
What else can you ask for?
I know. And that's why we pay him the big bucks.
Yeah, for real. But yeah, so watch this space. I don't know.
Okay.
Who knows? What a haul. I mean, Bravo Fashions. Is it annoying that we don't have, that you guys aren't looking at exactly what we're looking at? We're going to link our source material. Yeah, I mean, for sure. But I'm going to link our source material in the show notes, the @checkthetag Instagram was where we started, and then a few other of the sources. And then, did you notice my cup?
Yeah, it's really good.
My Taylor Swift keepsake cup from seeing the Eras Tour in the movie theater. Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's so good. I'll go with you again.
Okay, yeah, I really want to see it.
A few people asked my thoughts on the 1989 Taylor's version. I think it goes really hard. I love it. It's not kids boppy. I thought it would be kids bop. It's not.
Okay, good to know.
It's so good. And I think it's going to be the first single, but Is It Over Now is a true bop that took me a while to find my place with it. But Lara, you need to listen to it on repeat. It's quite delightful.
I have a lot of things to do. Yeah. Now that I'm like back in my home, yeah, I can really start ticking things off the list.
Great.
That I've been missing out on over the past couple weeks.
All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us today. And we'll see you next week. In the meantime,
stay niche.
Bye.
Bye.
Too Niche is created and hosted by Lara Marie Shainhalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you love today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok at this_is_too_niche.
One of my favorite big ticket investment items is from Higher Dose. From infrared sauna blankets to PEMF mats, their science-backed tech helps you sweat and recharge and glow like never before. I am such a fan. I truly lie on my PEMF mat every night. I also love my sauna blanket. They are just incredible items. And because you're a Too Niche listener, you get 15% off your order with code NICHE15 at checkout. So head over to higherdose.com, use code NICHE15, and elevate your wellness routine today.